The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up on Life Today, author, speaker, and worship leader Sheila Walsh describes God's provision for divine healing and emotional health.
God sees you exactly as you are. He loves you exactly as you are. And He invites you to bring your brokenness to Him. It is stunning what God will do with a broken heart if you give Him all the pieces.
The blessings of heaven while living on earth, next on Life Today.
Privilege and a joy to share this time with you. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to be talking to Sheila Walsh, who I think is one of the most gifted people on the planet. She joined us to teach a series that could literally save your life, enhance your life, bless every aspect of your life. It's called Heaven and Health, Discovering the Blessings of Heaven While Living on Earth. We can actually experience in this lifetime the fullness of God's blessings. Now, that's not without the assault of the deceiver and the destroyer. That's here. Someday, we're going to hear God say, die, death. Yes. Die, death. But that hasn't happened yet. There'll be no more disease. Now, we can overcome things in this life. Many of those things, diseases, sicknesses, mm-hmm. discomfort, mm-hmm. misery that we put on ourselves, we can deal with by changing what we know, what we believe, and what we do, the practices. Billy Graham said, I've said it on the air many times because it's a simple truth. Many people dig their own graves with their teeth. They eat their way into disease. I understand. I told you years ago, God kept warning me that I was a sugar addict. We used to joke about it on the air, but I was. And God kept saying, that stuff's got you. I've joked about how you can hear chocolate talking to you from the kitchen. It'll tell you right where it is. It can speak in the most wooing way, most unusual times. And it was a hook. And sure enough, I got type 2 diabetes. Betty, all the evidence is now, I don't have it. Mm-hmm. And I tried to do everything right. When you think about somebody that loves sourdough bread, loves bread, ooh, it's so good. And to think I've gone for years without eating that bread, and mm-hmm. seldom, occasionally you have a little raisin bread, and I'll put a little almond butter on it and eat it. And I say, quit bringing that stuff in the house. But the point is, it doesn't possess me. Did those changes, which Dr. Colbert says can totally change everything, you can overcome so many of the things you've got and that have gotten you. Well, that's what we're talking about in the series. This is what Dr. Don Colbert, who has helped transform so many people's lives from a physical standpoint, from a health standpoint, and he's a medical doctor, highly respected, popular, has literally changed and saved the lives and the health of so many highly visible people. But he's a man of God. He believes what God says about health and about healing, emotional, mental, spiritual, all of it. And Sheila Walsh, who is so gifted and so popular, and yet almost lost her life. Depression, despair, guilt, and shame. She talks about that. Robert Morris, our pastor at Gateway. Think about it. The dynamic messages on health and healing. Beth Moore talking about affliction. Well, Sheila Walsh is here with us today. And she's going to talk about one of the subjects that she addresses very thoroughly in the teaching series, directly to you, as though she's sitting there in the room with you, to just talk to you about your health. Welcome, Sheila Walsh, to Life Today. Sheila, I want us to really get into this shame, guilt that's killing people.
Yeah. I was so grateful to be given the gift of doing this teaching. And that's my favorite way to do it. It's just like one-on-one, straight to camera, where you're literally in someone's home and just talking from your heart, because I believe that Christ has come to give us life, not just existence, not just survival. But it's really interesting. About 2 years ago, I was invited to speak to a large gathering of ministry wives. And many of them I knew from across the country. I know the ministry of their husbands. But these were seasoned women who've walked with God for a long time. And at the end of my session, I said, I've put a little 3x5 card on each of your seats. And what I'd like you to do is I want you to imagine that when you walked into this room this morning, all your baggage became visible. You know, not your pillows and your snacks, your stuff, your internal stuff, the guilt, the shame, the unforgiveness, the bitterness, the disappointment, the despair. And once you saw that, you had to drag it to your seat. Some of you would be overwhelmed by how much you're dragging. Some of you would be devastated to realize how long you've been carrying it. But then my question to them was, if you saw it, would you want to take it home? Mm. Or would you want to accept Christ's offer of that glorious exchange where Jesus said, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now remember, these are not women who've just been in the church for 12 minutes. These are women who've walked with the Lord for a long time. I really felt compelled to do this. And I asked them, I said, if there's stuff you don't want to take home with you today, write it down in a card. Don't put your name, but write down what you're not taking home. And then I had a beautiful big cross, and I said, just come and lay it at the foot of the cross. And they all did that, and then they went off on their next appointment. And I picked up every single one of those cards and took them home. And honestly, it was heartbreaking. Mm. Because the very same issues that I've been seeing in women's lives for 20, 30 years were still present in so many of these women who have faithfully served God for years.
Didn't it break your heart?
It was, honestly, it did. I wept over those cards. I still have them in a box in my office. And I pray for these women, even though I don't know them by name. But the number of Christian women who are weighed down by shame, by secrets, you know, and also by regret, the big what ifs of life. You know, what if I hadn't done this? What if I'd married him? What if I'd gone to college? And the enemy loves to use these what ifs in our life to totally cripple us. And one of the greatest things that we seem to struggle with is the inability to forgive. To forgive those who have wounded us, and also at times to forgive ourselves. Mm-hmm. One woman wrote down on her card, I know the reason that my husband and I have never been able to have children is that when I was a student at college, I had an abortion. Mm-hmm. My husband doesn't even know about it. I've never told another soul, but I know that's why God is saying, I'll never trust you with another child. Just defeated and broken. And what I want to say to these women is, God sees you exactly as you are. He loves you exactly as you are. And he invites you to bring your brokenness to him. Christian, our son, is now 16. And when he was maybe 5 years old, he said to his dad, Dad, can I make one of these mosaic stones for Mom? You know, he saw it in a magazine and it said, I love you, Mom, and lots of pieces of glass and stuff. And so Barry ordered it from the catalog. And when it arrived and Christian emptied it out, it was just a bunch of bits. And he was like, they've broken it. And Barry said, no, baby, you get to make your own one. And so I was banned from the guest room for like a couple of weeks. And they put a towel out And Christian made this thing for my birthday. And on my birthday morning, he told me to close my eyes and hold out my hands. I mean, he nearly collapsed my lungs with the weight of this thing. But if you ever come over for coffee, you'll see it's the first thing you see outside my back door. Mm. And I love it for two reasons. One, because Christian made it. But two, even more than that, because of the profound spiritual truth it represents. That it's amazing what God can do with a broken life if you bring him all the pieces. Mm. It is stunning what God will do with a broken heart if you give him all the pieces.
That really is important to hear. Give him the broken parts of your broken heart. Give him all the pieces and let the master make a masterpiece of the mess somebody made, whether it was your own error, things you feel like I'm guilty of, or someone inflicted upon you. Just give it to God. He's bigger. And boy, if you think Christian could do something Think what God can do with those pieces if we really yield them to Him. Now, you teach in depth on this situation. People are ashamed. You know, when you talked about that woman that wrote that note, that was the kind of thing she should have felt comfortable telling her husband.
Yeah.
Because he professes faith in the forgiver of all of our iniquities and our transgressions. We ought to be able to do it. I mean, why is it that the daughter who is slipping in her moral life and she has compromised and found herself pregnant, why is it the last person she wants to tell is mom or dad? Why not the first people? Can we not express such love so fully, so freely, that people know we can trust you? You know, Sheila, I get calls every week, emails and notes from highly visible people that say, can I share my heart with James? I believe he can handle my hurt. I believe I can trust him with my pain. And you know what? You can, because you can trust God with your pain. But here's the thing we've got to let people know. I can be trusted with your hurt because I want to see you healed. I'm not going to shame you. I'm not going to blame you. I'm going to try to help you get out of the pit. This really is the way we need to be. And you talk to people in the teaching about the necessity of being willing to open up, to get God in the middle of that situation, that mess. And also you talk about the importance of us releasing that kind of grace and that kind of love and that kind of forgiveness so that we become the safe haven, which is what the church is supposed to be. Really, truly a hospital.
Absolutely.
For the heavy laden, mm-hmm. and for those who feel the guilt and the shame.
I think we need to learn a new language. I honestly think we need to learn what the language of the kingdom really means. Mm-hmm. Because words in our culture don't mean much anymore. If somebody says, I love you, or I'll never leave you, we think, well, yeah, right, we'll see. So then when we read in God's word, when Christ says, I will never leave you or forsake you, we hear it through the window of our world. And I think we need to re-understand that God is not a liar. He can, when God makes a promise, you can stake your life on it. And I think that one of the words that, if you listen to TV a lot, a word that comes up over and over again is deserve. You know, it's like, you deserve this new car. You know, you deserve to look like you're 22. Oh, really? I don't think so. You know, to me, the difference is the world says deserve. Christ makes us worthy.
Yeah.
That's a different thing altogether.
Because he's worthy.
Because he is worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb.
But then sometimes we get confused and we think that we then need to be the hero of our own story. I think one of the gifts of falling flat on your face, which, you know, you've shared your own story. I've shared, and I teach some on this, on what happened when I ended up in a psych hospital. The good news about hearing the worst news about yourself is you just get over yourself. You finally get it that I'm not the good news, Jesus is. I love that. I don't have to be my own PR agent anymore. And if somebody said, you know, I was disappointed in you, I want to say, oh, there's so much more I could tell you. I mean, I'm phenomenally disappointing. You know, but here's the great news. Not that I intentionally, I don't mean to be flippant.
And he knows it all.
Yeah.
The thing is, he knows all those things that we could share, and he covers it.
Yeah.
And he says, you may remember it, but I have forgotten it. It is blotted as far as the east is from the west. And boy, when we comprehend that, you talk about lifting a load.
Here's one of my favorite verses. When Paul wrote to the church, to the Colossians, he said this. This is Colossians 2:14. And you who were dead in your trespasses. Yeah, really, I know. And the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross.
Wow.
When Paul writes that, what he's saying is that, you know, in those days, they used two kinds of things to write on, either vellum or papyrus. Mm-hmm. And the ink in those days had no acid in it. Acid is what makes ink adhere to paper. So if I owed you $1,000, James, and I would write it down, in those days, if you wanted to cancel the record, you just wiped it. There's nothing left. There's not a trace left. There's no indentation. There's nothing. And so that's what Paul is saying. When you come to Christ, it's gone as if it never was. But then you get to be the bearer of good news to those who are coming behind. We need to start loving each other intentionally. I say this to girls all the time. Stop the jealousy and the comparisons. All we are is the cardboard box to contain this treasure who is Christ. But he wants to bring healing to that. And at the depth that we are healed, at the depth that we receive grace, then we can extend it to one another.
You know, one of the lies of the enemy is, okay, if you open up, if you get out all this baggage that's inside of you, everything's over. It's over.
Right.
Nobody
yep.
will like you. Nobody mm-hmm. will care about you. But no, it's the beginning.
It's the opposite.
Because let me tell you, when you go through heartache, we've been through heartache just recently, and through that heartache and that pain, the song, Every Day with Jesus is Sweeter Than the Day Before, it's true. The sweetness and the love and the care that God brings when nothing else works, when nothing else is there and you feel laid open, God's there and He fills that emptiness with Himself, with His joy and His peace. And with Him, we can overcome anything.
And don't allow the enemy to heap the lie and the load of guilt and shame. When, you know, you and I have talked very openly. Sometimes I think, well, Betty doesn't even understand the kind of crashes that I've experienced and the disappointing things that I've done because she's so sweet. And, you know, every now and then I kind of help her think of something to work on. But the thing is that I have, you know, it's humiliating the way I feel like sometimes I've missed the mark. It's just, I felt through my life, it just must be so disgraceful. And then God's got to be so disappointed. And in those lowest moments, Sheila, so help me. It's like he looks and says, I know where you are. I know what you're dealing with. I love you. I know. I understand. I experienced the same pressure. And I know what it's like. And I've never heard him say, I told you so. I told you. It's like he warns us of the consequences of inappropriate actions, not so he can say, I told you, but so I was trying to keep you from getting hurt or hit. It's like wanting to pick somebody up out of the gutter. I was driving home from college one day, and I saw a tall man laying in the gutter, face down. He was so drunk that he fell there. I stopped my car. I walked across the street. I knelt down and I rolled him over with compassion, and I looked into the face of my own father, the alcoholic who had raped my mother, who had come back into our home and made it hell. And I looked at him and I picked him up. I didn't shame him. You know what I really believe about a lot of people who are addicted and defeated, and sometimes I believe a lot of people are struggling. They say, I don't like the way I am. I don't like the way I am. And I believe God is looking down and saying, I love you. I want to help you out of that. I don't want to shame you in it. I don't want to press you back into the gutter of despair. I lift you up out of the miry clay, out of the pit of defeat, and I will set your feet on a solid foundation, a solid, unshakable rock. Love and truth and forgiveness. And see, we feel that for you. Sheila feels it. We have felt like, you know, we've disappointed. They told Sheila, if you admit that you've had to have some psychiatric care for depression, you're done. And the enemy said that, even church people who weren't thinking straight. But she found out it's a lie. It's not true because there's grace and forgiveness. Listen to me. That's what we're trying to show you in heaven and hell. The blessings of heaven. Thy kingdom come. The blessing of your kingdom, Father, come now on earth. Thy will be. Where, kingdom? On earth. Where? On earth. When? Right now. Right here. For God's glory. And that kingdom power is the presence. It's the weight of His grace and His love and His forgiveness. He wants to lift the load. He wants to lift you out of the pit. And what we've asked Dr. Colbert to do and Sheila to do and Robert Morris and Beth Moore, to simply sit like I'm talking to you right now and just talk to you and those you love, a small setting, and help you experience heaven's blessings. The kingdom coming now, not the kingdom to come, where there'll be no disease or challenges or pits or valleys or mountains or enemy or deceiver. Now, in the midst of the assault, the armor, the covering, the divine enabling. We want you to have it. Let me ask you to do this. Lifetoday.org, go online, dial the number. Now, some of you have already, you've kind of had a, like it's an open wound, or like, okay, you've opened me up, I need some surgery right now, I'd like somebody to pray with me. That's always a prayer line, first and foremost. Paid for by the love of God expressed through people who make that 800 number available to you. No matter how broken you are, no matter how deprived or depraved you are, you want someone to pray with you, you call. They will agree with you, they will love you and pray with you. But I'd also like for you to call and say, I want that teaching. I want it on CD. I want the book by Dr. Colbert that goes with it, The Seven Pillars of Health, a medical doctor who understands the truth medically, who understands how you bring healing mentally and emotionally, physically, but also spiritually, who understands God's role, biblical truth, how you live it out, how it changes your life. I want the teaching. I want the CDs. I want the DVDs. If you want the CDs and the book, Robert Roberts' teaching, Sheila Walsh, Dr. Colbert, $69 CD, all right, and the book. If you want the DVD and CDs, we're asking for $129. That goes to help the outreaches of life to provide the material. And I pray with all my heart that you'll go online or you'll call now, use your bank card, like a check, and say, I want to receive help, but I also want to help others. I want to get the truth out. Make that call. It could change your life. It will enhance your life. You say, James, why do you offer these materials, these teachings? One reason. We really care about you. And you want to know why? Because we know the God that cares more about you than you may be able to comprehend. But we've experienced it. And we want to express it and share it with you. We are the recipients of that grace and that blessing. We want to pass it on to you. We're not a bunch of pros. We're servants of the Most High God and you. We want the best for you. We'll rejoice with you when you rejoice. We'll weep with you when you weep. We want to lift your burdens. We want to help you get out of the pit of defeat. Set your feet on a solid rock. Fix your eyes on Jesus and see joy overflow like rivers of living water flowing freely. Give us an opportunity to help you and know that we're going to spend our lives touching the suffering, binding up the broken hearts, and we'll do it together. You'll actually, while finding help yourself, you'll be helping us help others. And from the bottom of our heart, we thank you for that. We're actually trying to provide some homes for people right now in Central America. They don't even have a good place to live with their family. We're going to bless some of them this year, and we're going to do it together. Make that call right now and let us send you this incredible material that could change your life forever.
Introducing Heaven and Health, a powerful new series designed to help you discover and walk in the blessings of heaven while living on earth. Through seven life-changing messages, our guests, Dr. Don Colbert, Bible teacher Sheila Walsh, and Pastor Robert Morris, team up to help you discover God's promises for health and wholeness through nutrition, a healthy mind and emotions, and for divine healing. Plus, when you call today, we'll send you Dr. Don Colbert's New York Times best-selling book, Seven Pillars of Health, and the inspirational resource, Healing Promises.
God's very interested in what you eat because your choices of food will determine your health, your length, and quality of life.
Jesus said, I've come to give you life, not survival, not just getting through one more day. I've come to give you life.
We've already been healed in our spirits. If you're saved, your spirit's been healed. But what about the healing of your soul? And what about the healing of your body?
Call now to receive the Heaven and Health audio series and books with your gift of just $69. Or with your gift of $129, request both the audio and video series with books and also receive the bonus DVD by Beth Moore. As you begin your journey to health and wholeness, please consider helping the lives of others by making an additional life-changing gift to provide new homes for impoverished families. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I think sometimes, Betty, people see a situation like this and they say, well, you know, situations like this everywhere. And they think, no way we can help them all. These people probably think nobody ever notices. You know, amazing thing, God notices. And as a result of noticing, God sends somebody like us out here to tell them God notices. And we're gonna do what we can to help them. And if we do it together, we can give these people hope.
As long as we care, there's hope. There's a chance and opportunity to change the situation and let them see God's love through our actions. I so want people around here to know that it truly is in our heart to help them and to make a difference and to get our friends to help us help them, because we can't do it adequately without your help.
As you discover God's promises for health and wholeness, consider reaching out to others in need by giving an extra gift that will help provide a family a new home.
I can promise you that if you will listen, you watch, you absorb what these incredibly gifted, truly anointed by God, that means divinely enabled. That doesn't mean they had a fainting spell and got anointed. The anointing is divine enabling. It's a touch of God for your benefit. Get the series. Get healthy. Father, I pray for every person watching that they'll be made whole. Thank you for the prayers of the people who watch us for us and our family. Thank you for them. Bless them. Listen to me. You're real important to God. Sometimes you may not feel like you're important to others or even your family. You're real important to God. Stay healthy. Say thanks to Sheila Walsh. Sheila, God bless you. We love you. Thank you for being here. We love you so much. Thank all of you. Thanks for being our friends. Thanks for being family.
Tomorrow, Dr. Colbert.
And so what burnout had done, it had literally burnt my system out and it opened my system up for disease.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.